Abortion opponents argue the FDA erred in approving the abortion pill mifepristone, which is used in nearly 60% of Kansas abortions. Emily Wales with Planned Parenthood Great Plains says doctors can pivot to a different medication protocol, but it has drawbacks.
It's still very safe, but it is slightly less effective. And more importantly, it puts patients through additional cramping, a different physical experience.
She says that could force more patients to seek follow-up care at a time when providers are already overwhelmed by demand for abortions from patients living in states with abortion bans. The court is expected to issue a decision this summer. For KMEW News, I'm Rose Conlin.